All this week, we're talking about science. Yesterday, we looked at how well we're doing as a country teaching young people about science and how to get more women and minorities into STEM fields. Today, what about us adults? How much do American adults know about basic science, and does it matter? Joining us is Chad Orzel, associate professor in the Department of Physics and Astronomy at Union College in Schenectady, New York. He's also the author of Eureka, Discovering Your Inner Scientist, and How to Teach Physics to Your Dog, among other books. Chad Orzel, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, how scientifically literate would you say that most Americans are at this point? How do we measure something like that?
So most of the discussions of science literacy in the general public refer to these surveys that have been done for about 30 years now, where they ask people on the street a bunch of true-false questions about basic facts about science. And on those, people do reasonably well. The average score is somewhere, 70%, something like that. And these are very basic facts that they're asking about, things like is the center of the Earth very hot, or does the Earth go around the sun, or vice versa, things like that. So these are fairly basic facts that they're quizzing people about to see how much people know.
Well, and in fact, we actually did a little quizzing of our own. We went out and asked people what they know about certain scientific subjects, and here's what they told us.
Anthony Sheffield. One thing I remember is, and I don't know if it was from the course, but there's cone snails in Australia.
Rachel Myers, evolution. That it's the theory of evolution, and it's important, and that's how we got here. that's it.
John Goodwin, physics is life. Physics is everything. Physics is the fundamental rules and definitions that hold the world together.
I'm Vibeck Conley, and I'm a real estate assistant. Biology. I really don't know. That's really how useful it was in my life.
Joe Camp, computer science is what, artificial intelligence or the internet? What are we looking at, a satellite?
So how does that stack up with the rest of the surveys that are being done?
It's interesting. I mean, people don't do as well as we might like on these questions of sort of very basic knowledge. I'm not sure how big a problem that is, though, because these questions, while they're fairly basic and you would like to have people get them correct and show that they're aware of modernity, ultimately science is more about the process of science than any particular collection of basic facts.
What do you mean the process of science?
So the essential nature of science is it's a means of generating reliable information about the world. And, you can get really complicated with it, but I like to think of it as a four-step process that you look at the world around you, you think about why it might work the way that it does, come up with some sort of model. Then you test that model by making further observations and experiments. And once you have a model that works and that agrees with reality and passes your tests, then you tell everybody you know the results of that test. And that process is the really fundamental thing. That's how we know that the Earth goes around the sun, is that people looked at the world, made observations of the motion of the sun and the motion of other objects, and developed this model of the Earth going around the sun. Then they thought about, okay, what other results would that predict? What does that help us explain? And they went out and it passes every observational test that you can come up with. And then that's been disseminated very widely to the point where, 70-80% of people in the world are accurately aware that the Earth goes around the sun rather than vice versa.
But you don't have that same percentage, at least here in the United States, of people believing in the science that scientists are telling us about global climate change.
Yeah, there's a really interesting problem with these highly politically charged questions, things like climate change, or the other one that comes up a lot is evolution. And there's some interesting things where what you end up surveying is less people's knowledge of science than people's beliefs about politics. They did an interesting experiment with one of these surveys a few years ago where they have a question on that asks, human beings as we know them today developed from earlier species of animals, true or false. And if they ask that just to people on the street in the U.S., about 48% of people say that humans evolved from earlier animals. But if you preface that question with, according to the theory of evolution, human beings as we know them today developed from earlier species, that number goes up to about 72%. Hmm. So a large part of what you're testing is people's personal belief and sort of tribal identification for political reasons. And so they answer that question differently depending on whether you ask them, you know, do you believe this or do scientists believe this? So people actually have better knowledge of science than we think.
But many people would look at that and say that is a question of science literacy, because if people had more knowledge of the science of it, it wouldn't get political or it wouldn't have to do with what the religion was, because they would, in those cases, just look at the facts.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of research in psychology showing that that's kind of a problematic belief, that providing people with factual information is not actually as good a way of changing their opinions about things as you would think, which is unfortunate, but, you know, it's the way that people work.
So how do we compare with the rest of the world when it comes to knowledge of science among the general population?
I think it's fascinating to look at comparing to the rest of the world, because one of my favorite questions on the survey is true or false, lasers work by focusing sound waves. And in the United States, about 50% of people get that right, which is equivalent to guessing. But it's interesting that we're among the world's leaders in that question.
And by the way, the correct response is?
The correct response is false. Lasers have nothing to do with sound waves.
All right.
So, you know, for all that we hear that American education is uniquely bad, or that, you know, we're getting our clock cleaned by Japan and Korea and China, you know, we're actually competitive with them in terms of these sort of basic societal knowledge of fundamental scientific facts.
Well, how much do people who aren't scientists need to know to get by in the course of their lives? Do we know enough, or would you prefer that the general population know a bit more about science in order to just operate?
I think, you know, for a lot of these facts, it doesn't make a great deal of difference to the average person on the street whether the Earth goes around the sun or the sun goes around the Earth. That's not really going to change anybody's daily life very much. But knowing the process of science is something that's extremely useful, because it's the most reliable tool we have for generating accurate information. But I think that people actually do have a much better knowledge of that than we appreciate, because that process is sort of fundamental to, you know, almost everything that we do. You know, if you have a job that is more complicated than digging holes and filling them back in, you probably at some point are using a scientific reasoning process. You're looking at a problem that you have to solve. You're thinking about a way to solve that problem. And you're trying things out to come up with a solution that works. And then, you know, when it does, then you share that solution with other people. That's something that everybody does all the time, every day. We just don't necessarily think of it as scientific.
There's also the issue of science being intimidating to some people, that they don't want to learn more about it because it's so difficult to understand sometimes.
Yeah, and you know, people will complain about the fact that science relies on math, or that science has a lot of technical jargon. There are a couple of you know, good rejoinders to that. One of which is, you know, if you look at things like fantasy sports or just sports in general, right? You can go on ESPN or listen to sports talk radio, and you'll find people having these intricately mathematical arguments about, you know, advanced metrics in measuring the performance of players in the NBA, and, you know, is Steph Curry really better than Michael Jordan in his prime, and that kind of thing, where people happily throw around all sorts of numbers at a fairly high level of mathematical sophistication, more than you would expect from the sort of the popular image of sports fans. So I think that, you know, things like mathematics and even some of the jargon, that has a reputation of being intimidating. But when properly motivated, people are perfectly capable of dealing with those things.
Do you think that there are a whole bunch of little Einsteins out there right now that if only we were putting them in the right place in terms of what they're learning and what's motivating them and what's inspiring them, that they would be able to develop all kinds of new scientific advances?
I think there are certainly people out there who are going to make the scientific advances of the future. The question is, you know, how well are we doing at properly identifying those? And, you know, there are a lot of sort of subtle biases that cut against doing a good job of that. You know, we have a lot of issues with class and race and gender in science, and sort of almost subliminally promoting a message that, you know, only certain kinds of people can do science, which is nonsense if you look at it historically. There have been, you know, great discoveries in science made by people of all sorts of ethnic backgrounds, all sorts of, you know, men and women, people from all different countries, people from all different cultures. Science is a very universal thing. It's just we frequently do a bad job of conveying that information.
That's Chad Orzel, who's an associate professor in the Department of Physics and Astronomy at Union College in Schenectady, New York. Chad Orzel, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me on. It's fun.